The Milk Bar, sponsored by www.wolvesmobile.co.uk. Saving you money on your mobile, making cash for your club.
With the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina.
Welcome along to episode 75 of The Milk Bar. Jason and Nina here with you again this week.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Hectic week, but generally surviving.
Have you been busy?
Very busy.
It doesn't seem that long since I last saw you, actually.
It'd be about a week, in fact.
Well, that'll be it.
We don't normally get you here 2 to 3 weeks in a row.
How is she? How is the queen of the podcast?
Zoe's now out of hospital.
Is she? Good,
yes.
Good.
She's been texting people and annoying them now, so she's
on the mend. The mend, then.
But 6 weeks before she's allowed out the house, by the sounds
goodness.
Of it. Not
I would be climbing the walls, I think.
Not good for a poor girl. But
as long as she
go.
Gets better, that's the main thing.
She is definitely on the mend.
Good. Yes. She's telling you off again.
No, she hasn't actually yet, but I'm sure she will do.
All right.
And as soon as she's better, I'm going to start being rude to her again, which would be to hell. I'm missing that moment of fun, but there we are. All right, coming up on the podcast this week, we'll be hearing all about Stars Now.
I've heard of this.
You have?
I have. It's in my line of work, I have. So it'd be interesting to speak to... Is it Dave that we're going to talk to?
Dave Hughes on the phone a little bit later on.
Yeah.
We have a band in the studio with us. This is the point where the band say hello.
Hello.
That's one of them.
We do have three of them.
Hello, band.
Or not.
Hello, band.
Hello.
That's more like it.
Isn't it exciting having a band in the actual studio?
It's a nightmare technically, but it'll be fun.
No, it's great.
They're the town. We've got Clayton, Jack and Tom. They're nodding, which is good. That's a start.
Always good when you're on radio, isn't it?
They're going to be hard work, aren't they? They were in doing makeup when we got here. They have parents with them. They disappeared for a while, all off to the toilets
is
together.
That
which
they
is
went?
Normally only girls, but I think they were doing makeup.
Oh.
Jack got lipstick on. I
might get a few tips later then.
That's okay. So we'll be hearing music from them. But first of all, though, joining us from Wolves Mobile, we have Adam Granger.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
And Adam steps in on microphone number one. It's quite exciting. Microphones absolutely everywhere. So, Adam, tell us what's going on with Wolves Mobile at the moment, because it's always good to if you're looking for a new mobile contract, to have a chat with the guys down there.
Been very busy this week. Wolves have been leading by example. We've actually done the Wolves handsets this week, so making sure that all their handsets have been crossing over, make sure they haven't been losing the numbers.
So you've actually been doing it all in-house, making sure everyone's got their right new phones.
Indeed, as normal, training ground have been an absolute nightmare. But, anything less.
Who's had the best phone? Is it? Can you tell us? You know what models
I
each person.
Possibly tell that. You, no,
forget the phone. What about the numbers? That's what I'm more interested in.
Most importantly, we've managed to save them thousands and thousands of pounds, which is a big message out for everyone, really, that it's worth looking at what they've got.
And as you hear at the top of the podcast each week, you can save yourself money and make money for the club just by going with Wolves Mobile. What sort of deals are you offering at the moment?
Lots of different deals across all the major networks, so it's making sure that your phone works at home, works in the office for you first of all, so it's not good having a phone if it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure it does a good job for you. Be it an iPhone, a BlackBerry, or something that's going to bounce around the toolbox.
Mm-hmm. And you're working with both private and business customers as well?
Yeah, we find that we can do a lot for consumers, but we're also saving businesses a hell of a lot of money. Just they tend to end up walking into Phones For You and getting a consumer plan, and the special deals out there for businesses at the minute.
That sort of time with the time that they're using the phone as well?
Very much so. Tend to do a lot more talking if you're in business, just that's... You make more money.
You've got some great deals on though as well, haven't you? I remember when was it that I was trying to do? And it was like half the price of something else of another network that I was people that I was trying to get.
You were signed up for something horrible.
Yeah,
you?
That was it. Something anyway. I know that Wolves Mobile definitely had really good deals on.
Any example deals for us at the moment, or is it just a case of checking out the website?
And there's that many of them. It's making sure it's right for you, really. Which, as Nina said, there's so many people that don't make sure they're on the right deal, and you get tied in for 18 months, 24 months. Be careful and make sure it's the
months.
Right one.
Yeah, it's a long time, isn't it? 24 months to be paying something if it's the wrong tariff. So where'd you go then to find out about Wolves Mobile?
It's wolvesmobile.co.uk, based at the Molyneux at the moment. So we'll be running all sorts of workshops where if you want to come and find out more about learning BlackBerry, you can come into the Molyneux, see us, so look out on the website for that.
So even if you can't work your phone, you'll help out. I like
that
idea.
That's a great idea. That's a brilliant idea. I think I might sign myself up.
Yeah, I might have to have words, actually, because I've actually had... I'm not with Wolves Mobile at the moment, because I have a direct deal with Vodafone. and they are the phone they've sent me is an absolute nightmare. Would you help me out with it?
We'll try our best.
You're a gadget man. Exactly, you should know.
If I can't work it, it ain't going to work. So I think it's just a faulty phone. But anyway, make sure you get the right one for you and have a chat with the guys at Wolves Mobile. But there's a competition on the way soon as well, which you're launching at the game against Sunderland at Denham.
Watch this space. We're launching at the Sunderland game, but it's VIP tickets for the big Blues game on the 12th of December, I think.
So it's a Sunday. It's, I think, a 1 o'clock kickoff.
It is indeed. So watch out at the Sunderland game. There'll be lots of leaflets around. Get onto the website. Get yourself entered to win VIP tickets. Slap up meal before the game. Some of the best seats in the house.
How posh.
Brilliant. That's the sort of thing you normally do when you come to a match, isn't it? We know what you're like.
Yeah.
Adam, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Website once more.
www.wolvesmobile.co.uk.
And can they call you as well?
They can indeed, but the number's on the website. I don't give my mobile number out to anyone.
Okay.
How about giving some of the players' numbers out?
No, you're not allowed. Behave.
Oh,
Nina,
no.
Nina, don't be a naughty girl. Adam, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Adam.
So you're going to sort your phone out?
I am going to sort my phone out. I'm going to go to Wolves Mobile and sort it out.
That sounds like a plan. Right, let's have some music then from the guys. They are the town, and we've now got them sort of all surrounding microphones. It's very crowded in here today. So we've got Clayton, Jack and Tom. Once again, so big hello, lads.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
Right, we can hear them. We've got guitars. So just a quick one. Clayton, you're on bass.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack, that's a big old acoustic thingy.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
And then down here behind me, on the lower level
covered in a blanket.
Yeah, have you had that since you were a child? It's a security blanket, isn't it, Tom? Yeah.
Has to come everywhere with you, Tom.
So they are the town. What are we going to play for us first?
A song called Don't Worry Now.
Got our future in our hands, but which one are we going to take? They both look the same, but each one has a different ending. Now don't let no one put a brick wall in your face, sending you no good. See, I just a disgrace. Don't let no one tell you what to do. Pick the right decisions for you.
Excellent.
Very good.
Parents can join in with applauding as well,
yeah,
if you are.
Well done,
it is
allowed. Boys. That was fantastic.
Excellent. I do like a nice acoustic guitar section.
Yeah,
it always sounds
amazing.
Good, doesn't it? And good to have you guys in here. Tell us a bit more about your sound and about your music.
Well, we're influenced by things like the Jam mostly and Paul Weller.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got like Stereophonics, The Who, The Beatles, all the classic bands really.
And that's what you've been brought up listening to, is that
yeah.
Is that the fault of the parents?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. No, all good quality amazing. Music. But and I like the way that these things always seem to come round. Yeah. And okay, in the 80s we suffered badly with some awful pop, but it's nice to have the proper music back again. And, yeah. and it's been since the mid 90s, hasn't it? Really, and it's been really nice to hear new people sort of keeping that feel going. So when you the three of you working together, who does the bulk of the writing?
Me.
Yeah. How old are you all? How old are you?
I'm 17.
I like the way you had to think about that one then.
Jack's 16.
And I'm 17 as well.
Babies. Yeah. Very good. Exceptionally good.
I'm looking for the first van to drive to gigs in, I'm guessing. But
I know, we've got three lovely parents that are obviously the roadies. Help lugging stuff all round and about and offering taxi services, I should
That's
imagine.
What parents are for. At least until the age of about 25. Depending on the state of your vehicle, to be fair. So, which gigs, any gigs coming along at the moment?
Yeah, Thursday night we've got the Road Ace in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Saturday, the Red Lion in Bentley. And then we're recording two new songs on Monday.
So, back into the studio again. So, which studios are you using?
Magic Garden.
Mm-hmm. So, a good pedigree for the studio as well. I mean, there's Gavin looking after you down there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How long have you boys been together then?
About 2 months.
How many?
About 2 months.
Really?
Okay, what on earth possessed you then? How did it come about?
Well, look, I was in the band called The Town and I was writing all the stuff and that, and then we had a fallout, so I got two new members in.
Okay.
And we reformed.
Wholesale ship half the band out, bring two new guys in.
Kept the same name as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you own the name, there's nothing wrong with that. It's been done before, I'm sure.
You sound like that you've been playing for longer than 2 months together, though.
So what are you all doing by day then? Are you working together or is it college or?
College, yeah, and college. We have band practice on the Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. That keeps you out of trouble.
You obviously enjoy it.
Yeah, proper.
Definitely. It's nothing, do you know what? It's so lovely. It's so lovely just to listen to live music and to have, like I said earlier, a live band in the studio.
And you like it when they're actually playing for you because it is personal now, isn't it? They're like a pet band for you.
Pet band. Mm-hmm. Like one of those little Tamagotchi things.
Well, if you ask nicely, they'll all sit on the parcel shelf at the back of your car and play a couple of tunes.
Well, that would be so cool.
It is a convertible, isn't it? So they can get the gear in, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Possibly not. It might be a bit chilly in this weather. However, we're going to. And it sends the strings funny too. I know that. I've met people with cold guitar strings. It doesn't work at all. So we're going to do another tune from you now. We're going
to. Don't quite know what to say about that, Jason.
That's fine. It's all cat gus, isn't it? I don't know. So we're going to get four tunes from you, all told. All of your own, or are you going to do a cover as well?
Going to do a cover.
Yeah, going to do a cover as well, yeah.
Okay, what you got for next for us?
Stereophonics, and it's called Dakota.
Okay, so this one is borrowed, and let's see how your take on it sounds. So, once again, they are the town.
Think about thinking of you. Summertime, thinking was June. Yeah, thinking was June. Laying back, head on the grass, chewing gum, having some laughs. Yeah, having some laughs. You made me feel like the one. You made me feel like the one. The one. You made me feel like the one. You made me feel like the one. The one. Drinking about drinking for two, drinking with you, and drinking was new. Sleeping in the back of my car, you never went far, you need to go far. You made me feel.
You made me feel like the one. Made me feel like the one. The one. Coffee and chills, remembering you. What happened to you? I wonder if we'll meet again. Talk about life since then. Talk about why did it end. You made me feel.
Round of applause. Excellent.
I love the stereophonic. Yeah. Talk.
We'll have some more good from you guys in a bit, okay?
Yes, sir.
Back to the phone zone now, and Dave Hughes joins us. And he's got a bit of a website, which, if you're looking for something of a career in the media, could actually help out a little bit, couldn't it?
It could be, absolutely. This is something. Evening, Jakes.
Evening.
This is something I've been working on for a number of years. Basically, I commenced in entertainment at the age of 8 when I first DJed. And I went professional at the age of 18. But for the last few years, what I've been looking to do is trying to connect entertainers, the successful entertainers, with the general sort of fan base out there. And I've come up with this idea of a website which is called starsnow.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
This has really been in the making for a very, very long time. I think when I started on Jason, I was thinking 6 months down the line this would be ready. Naive as I were, I'm not... an internet person as such, so I brought a guy called Martin Fisher on board, who's a local guy, to produce the site for me, and it's absolutely wonderful, and it's launched this week.
Mm-hmm. And now, Nina, do you like your X Factor and stuff?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
This man here stalks me on Facebook,
really?
Telling me I can go and talk to him and his friends about X Factor on starsnow.co.uk.
Are you a big fan of X Factor then, Dave?
I'm not sure about being called a fan. I do enjoy, obviously I like to see people who perhaps haven't had any success get their success. Apart from Wagner, maybe.
I was just going to ask that one question.
Nina, are you still cheering on young Liam, who we actually met up with back in February this year?
Yes, I've actually become quite good friends with Liam.
Have you really?
Yeah, well, his manager now is a really good friend of mine, so I do get to see the odd... intimate acoustic gig with him.
Oh, I so you've been sneaking along to this,
yes,
sort of thing.
Yes, I have.
Oh.
And you didn't know about that, Jason?
She didn't tell me.
I didn't tell him. I thought he might get jealous.
I've still got the recordings of him before he became famous.
He's a nice lad, actually. Really nice lad. They're doing really well, aren't they?
I don't watch it. I don't even join Dave's chat room.
You haven't even watched it for Liam to see, haven't you?
No.
Well, that's not very sporting of
you. It's not really, is it? I mean, but Dave can fill me in. I'll just check his website and see what they're talking about on there.
So
but,
you've been in the business since you were eight, then, Dave?
Yeah, I first DJed for a cousin of mine. My auntie phoned me up and said, could you possibly bang something together for us? So I got two record decks and a few old records, mainly Northern Soul, because that was my love as a child. And from then, yeah, I've run a video production unit. I managed a theatre for about 5 years. So I've met and worked with a lot of wonderful people. And what I wanted to try and do was try and give something back to people. And as part of the website, we've actually got a video chat room where that's where the X Factor comes in. When X Factor is live, we get on and we chat about it. And then also the sort of real unique point that's come across is I've decided that what we're trying to do is connect the fans with famous people. And the first interviewee I've got in the next few weeks is none other than Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ooh, the Welsh beauty.
Name dropping or what?
Mm. And how do people get to have a chat with her then? What do they have to do?
I don't actually physically chat with her as such. What they will do is if they register at the site, which is www.starsnow.co.uk, they will have the opportunity to put a question, email a question to me, and if they're lucky, it'll be chosen. It'll be sent across to Catherine, and this will apply to other celebrities as well. And then they obviously reply back. But what we're looking at doing to the latter stages of next year is to take that a stage further and invite some celebrities, maybe Jason, maybe yourself, to come into the site and actually chat live, because we've got a live video chat room for that.
Whereabouts are you actually based then, Dave?
Myself, I'm in Bewdley, Worcestershire, and I'm currently just eating through a mixed kebab at my favourite Malty House.
That's what I think when I think of Bewdley.
That's the way to do interviews, shoveling food in your face. It works every single time.
So are we talking about all different... This website, starsnow.co.uk, are we talking about music and presenting and television and all these different kinds of things, or just basic...
Anything entertainment.
Right.
Anything at all entertainment. I mean, primarily, the whole idea was that the website would be an entertainer database, but then I realised there's a lot of people that are sort of shoveling that sort of stuff out on the internet, and what I wanted to do was create something a little more unique, and that's where Martin, the technical guy, came in and said, look, I'll create this video chat room. So we're having absolute bundles of laughs on it. It's just good fun. But because of my contacts that I have in the field of entertainment, and I'm creating even more and more, I'm saying to them, come on, give something back to the fans, talk to them live. And it's something that is pretty unique out there.
So if people are signing up for video chat, who can see who and how does it work?
Well, there are 8 screens that are visible at any time. So anyone that manages to scramble their way in and get in there with a video webcam will be seen and heard live. There is also on the same screen, there is a chat bar area. And with the likes of a lot of the social networking sites, we're creating forum-style places as well. So, you know, there's a lot to it.
A good way to talk about what you're watching on TV and what your enjoyment is in the world of entertainment, and also a chance for you to exchange info and let people know what's worth watching, what's hot and what's not.
Absolutely, and I think the other benefits that people accrue as well as becoming members, and initially let me tell you that, I mean, this is all free of charge as well, they will actually receive job opportunities and casting opportunities as well from around the UK, and I'm actually getting a lot of interest from people worldwide in this as well, so it looks like I'm going to be packing up my job as a manager of a caravan park and doing this permanently.
I wonder what else you did in Bewdley, to be fair, and why you know the good kebab shop, so there you go.
Isn't there a zoo there?
That's Dudley.
Oh, that's Dudley.
Bewdley as the... Oh, no, there is the safari park, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that was it. The safari park where the monkeys, which aren't there anymore, they take your windscreen wipers off your car.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. The giraffes are the thing I like.
But apparently there's an amazing kebab shop, so yeah. That is why we've all got to go to Bewdley.
We wonder where the monkeys went, but there we are. Dave, thank you for joining us. Give us a web address again so people can come along and find out more.
www, and it's starsnow.co.uk, and I'll see you there.
starsnow.co.uk.
That's the one.
Okay, I'm convinced. We will check it out. You never know, Nina could be in a chat room in live video. That'd be good.
Don't want to scare everybody, Jason.
Thanks again, Dave. See you soon.
Thank
now.
You, Dave. Bye-bye.
Back to the boys in the band. And what have you got lined up for us this time around? Jack's going to volunteer to tell us by the looks of things.
Okay. This is our new song called Soul. You've got no money, you are on the door, nothing left in your soul. You've got no place to go, just haven't got a clue what you wanna be and what you wanna do. Surely you should know by now that life's too short to be messing around. Soon you will be dead, and you'll regret everything you ever had. You'll leave a lot of words unsaid. Nothing left in your soul, and your soul, and your soul, and your soul, in your soul, and your soul, and your soul, and your soul. You don't care about anyone, only yourself. You beg for money any way you can. You say it's hard being you, but I just think that you're a fool. You just haven't got a clue on what you wanna be, what you wanna do. There's nothing left in your soul, and your soul, and your soul, in 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 your soul. And your soul, and your
soul, in your soul, in your soul, in your soul, in your soul, in your soul.
Fades away. We once
very
again round
nice.
Of applause.
I'm loving this music, Jason. Are you?
Yeah, and the thing is, where the parents can see this, but the band are probably concentrating too much. We're actually looking at each other during the songs, going, "This is good, isn't it?"
Yeah.
Sometimes you just ignore the band. No, we don't. We only ever get good bands in on the Mill Bar, but it is good to hear, particularly of such tender years.
Exactly. That was what I was going to say. To be fair, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wait to get on a bit. You can't do that anymore. it's been good to hear what you've done so far.
So, what's the plan for you guys? What is the plan for you guys now? Just going to keep going doing gigging and all round and about and see what comes, and any competitions you're going to be entering or things you've got in the pipeline.
You fancy the X Factor thing if ever they came up? No, okay.
No, we want real bands.
Clayton, into the microphone, Clayton. Come on, over there. It's that thing there, you were singing to it earlier.
Write more songs basically and get more gigs.
Yeah. Keep writing.
Oh, that's what you want to do.
Do they have them? They must have like these local kind of competitions for.
Yeah, it's always a battle of the bands on somewhere, isn't
it? Yeah,
there?
We did that. I mean, they held on, but they turned out very good, so never again.
You don't fancy doing it?
No.
It tends to be that it's who can bring the most people with you.
That's what it is, yeah. And that's what they told us after, so there's no point in that.
Mm. There must be something else that's a bit nicer than that, then.
Well, there must be ways and means. Yeah. But just come in here for starters.
Well,
working Gavin Monaghan, that's enough. You've been played down at Molyneux, haven't you? On the grounds I played them. So the Arsenal game, we gave him a blast. And,
did you?
Yeah.
Oh, great, that's good.
So that's probably your biggest audience so far, about 25,000 for one of your tracks, I'm guessing.
Definitely.
Not many people can say that, can they?
No, there's no more than one a match. Apart from the bands we do play who have been the charts, but to them it means nothing.
To
the rest, to everyone else, it's nice to actually hear some new music.
And it's nice to have local music as
well.
It
is, yeah. I mean, the track we played was "Give Me the Chance," and are we getting that one tonight or not?
No.
What's the other one you're going to do for us tonight then?
We're still
undecided,
to be honest.
Okay.
I like that. They're so cool. They're really like laid back.
Come on, you've got to choose now, because I want to hear a fourth song for you before we close things down for the podcast this week. So they're looking around at each other. What will it be?
What's your favourite song? What's your favourite song
in the repertoire?
Well, it's either All or Nothing by the Small Faces or Just Looking by the Stay Off on it.
You fancy doing another cover? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because you play all our stuff on electric and it's hard on acoustic. Like.
Okay.
Well, you've done a Stereophonics one, so why don't you do the other one? Small Faces.
All or Nothing by Small Faces.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, for one final time, sit back and enjoy the sound of the town.
I thought you'd listen to my reasoning, but now I see you don't hear a thing. Try to make you see how it's got to be. Yes, it's alright, all or nothing, all or nothing. Ah, yeah. All or nothing for me. Things could work out just like I want them to. Yeah. If I could have the other half of you, you know I would. If I only could, yes, it's alright. All or nothing, all or nothing, all or nothing for me. Ba 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 da, ba 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 da ba. Ba 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 da ba 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 da ba.
tell you no lies. So why do you sit there and cry all or nothing? All or nothing? All or nothing? You got to keep on trying. All or nothing? All or nothing? All or nothing for me? Come on, children, yeah. All or nothing? All or nothing? I can sing it to myself. All or nothing for me?
Excellent.
Fantastic. Jack, you have got the most fantastic voice, you know. It's very unique, isn't it?
It's good. Liking the sound. And I think it'll stand you in good stead.
It'll
be interesting to see what happens from here on in.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. You've definitely got something.
Yeah, make sure we get to hear the recordings that you're doing with Gavin down at Magic Garden in the next few weeks. I'd like to hear those. That'd be good. They'll probably try and sell them to us. It works, isn't it? They're going to try and make some money back now to cover the cost of the sessions.
Yeah.
And the taxi rides off parents as well.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But there we go. So Nina's the one with cash. lovely to meet up with you guys. Great for you to come down. And we look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you, guys. Wish you all the very best. I'm sure you're going to go very far.
And it'd be good to get you back in a few months' time. And you've got a few more songs under your belt.
Yeah. And see where you've gone and what's happened.
Yeah. And unless, of course, you're rich and famous, in which case, please just remember us. Okay. Good for you to come down. Thank you for that.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks to the rest of the guests on this week's podcast. A quick podcast, because you have to be away, don't you?
I do.
You offer a glamorous night out or something now?
London.
Off to London.
I'm off to London to work. I'm taking part in a charity fashion show. I'm actually helping to organise for a charity called Canine Partners, mm-hmm. which helps train up dogs to help with disabled people.
So
do all their things. They do the most amazing things, Jason. Mm-hmm. Take washing out of the washing machine, get the cash from the cash point,
really?
Carry the handbags. It's phenomenal. And we're actually incorporating a fashion show with the dogs. So we're going to be walking down the catwalk with
not
the dogs.
Not only can they operate a cash machine, but they can model
they
as well.
They can model as well. Is that unbelievable or what?
Enjoy that one.
Thank you. What are you up to this week? Anything exciting?
I'm trying to remember. I think I've got a fairly quiet week this week.
Any football on the horizon?
No, nothing. Just horse racing this weekend.
Oh, right.
Last night I did go and see a new film called Unstoppable.
The train one.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's set this week or next week, but really good film, well worth popping along to see. Enjoy that. I thought it was going to be rubbish to start off with. Start a bit slowly, but then really build speed.
Is
a bit like
anybody,
the train in it.
Is there anybody nice?
There's probably one bloke you'd fancy. Yeah, I've no idea who they are.
That's not
the one
with Colin Farrell in, is it?
I don't know. I don't know what Colin Farrell looks
you
like.
You would know if you saw Colin Farrell.
I wouldn't. I'm terrible at remembering celebrities' names. I only remember yours because I have your web address. But there we go. But lovely to see you again.
And you. Thank you so much.
Zoe's going to be out for a few weeks, so I might be calling on you next week if you're around and about. So fingers crossed.
I'll have to check my diary.
You check your diary, see what we can do. Okay. I'll probably be off doing a fashion show or something or being on telly knowing you. But there we go. Lovely to see you and catch up again soon.
Thank you, Jason. Take care. Bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.